Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Well, they just couldn't keep it in their emotional pants.
Whoa. Okay, then.
Emotional pants and probably physical pants. They were best friends for like a year. And I will say this, Mo, I don't know if this is your experience, but I certainly have been this guy. I'm not going to lie to you guys. That I have been friends with women hoping someday that there's just going to be a little opening, I'm gonna slip through it, and this might have been him too.
Yeah, I did. I definitely did that. I only did it once though, because being in the friend zone is not fun.
Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, it's
and just waiting,
yep.
And then faking like when they're having a bad time in their relationship, and you're like the shoulder to lean on. Oh, it's okay.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
But half of you in your head are like, oh man, this is my chance.
This is not breaking news for women. We know what y'all are up to. We can sense it, and we're just hoping that you get the message that it's gonna keep it in the friend zone.
And then there's always that awkward moment when you do decide to like make your feelings known, and then we have to sit there and be like, you just ruined it.
No, I don't want to give all guys a bad rap. Most of them aren't pigs like Mo and I. There are a couple of guys out there that are authentic and are really your friends and they want to keep it right there, but they're few and far between.
But this is why the whole argument existed and started in the with the movie When Harry Met Sally, that people of the opposite sex, and if that's what you're attracted to, can't be friends.
I always believe at least one party is attracted to the other.
Really?
I do. Oh, like I think it's very rare that you find two people of the opposite sex and then just friends, and no one would take more if the opportunity came.
One has to be really heinous. Because if there's any kind of physical attraction at all, at some point, if it's equal and you're attracted, then it's going to happen.
Yep.
Unless one's super ugly.
Okay. So that's the key. Finding an ugly friend.
Yep.
At least one of them.
Yeah. I just want to let you know that if you have a guy friend and he hasn't made a move on you, he thinks you're stupid. You're really ugly.
Oh, Herbert.
That's the lesson this morning. All right, Eve. Are you ready for this? So Eve calls us up. She had been hanging out with this dude for a year. They got really, really close friends. And then they decided to go next level. She was telling us a little while ago that things were going great for like a month or two, and then all of a sudden dude's like, my feelings are too strong for you, I can't do it. And then he just bails, and she's thinking that can't be it right there. So she wanted our help to reach out to her best friend slash concubine and see.
Jeez.
Coming strong.
I don't know what just kicked in. I don't know. So Tommy did just that. Eve, are you ready for the result?
Yes, I want to hear him. Let's see it.
All right, so I reached out to Sean. I called him, and I didn't want to mess anything up or incorrectly relay what he said. So after our conversation, I asked him to email it to me, and this is what the email says. You asked for brutal honesty. However, I've been 100% honest with her. It's not a cliche. It really was a it's not you, it's me situation.
Do it.
I told her that I had to walk away because I liked her too much. This is 100% the truth.
Hmm.
It is true that I developed feelings for her several months before we started dating. They were feelings I'd been fighting. When we did start dating, my feelings for her were so strong and so immediate, it was overwhelming.
What? What are you doing?
Because he said they are feelings I have been fighting. And so in my head, I go, I can't fight this feeling anymore. <It's gonna work.
laughs> Ario idiot wagon. But things were a bit more complicated for me than just strong feelings. Before even our friendship turned into what it did, I'd come out of a relationship that was miserable. I stayed in it too long, just hoping it would work and also not wanting to hurt her. When we finally broke up, it was awful. The fighting and the anger was something I never wanted to go through again. So when my feelings for Eve were so strong, so fast, and seemed to be felt by her also, I knew that it was going to become very serious quickly. I couldn't do that to either of us, so I had to stop it. I don't know if I made the right decision. I probably didn't. I don't know. I just don't want to hurt either of us. I guess I didn't do a very good job.
All right, so there's good news and bad news here. I think this is really cute.
Yeah.
He has fallen for you big time, but...
He's unemotionally ready. He's still trying to deal with his previous relationship and how it ended. He's actually wanting to work on himself before committing himself to somebody else, which is highly refreshing.
So stupid. Life is short.
Says the man whose therapist told him to sit in it and you can't.
Yeah, that's the last time I'm seeing her. So I guess he's trying to do the right thing here. He definitely does have a muscle I don't have, and that's called discipline. But he has really, really strong feelings for you.
Are you willing to give him time, Eve?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm happy to hear that he has strong feelings, but it kind of just feels like as soon as it was getting good, he ended it. And I don't know. I'm scared that'll happen again in the future.
Eve, I wouldn't get back together with him if I were you. And here's why. This is a perfectly logical and reasonable explanation for why he broke up with you. Why could he not have said that to your face? I think he has so much more to work on if he doesn't have the communication to be able to tell you how he's really feeling. For him to give you a BS answer.
He didn't. He told her. Well, I like you too much.
That's so juvenile.
But it's true.
But to me, to leave somebody that you feel so strongly about with just such like a blanket statement, to me, feels very emotionally immature. And this is an emotionally mature response. Like him feeling like he wanted to break things off because he didn't want to hurt her, I think is perfectly reasonable. And I think that's great. But I do not feel like he has the skill set yet to be able to handle any kind of conflict in the future because he's just going to give you blanket statements that he thinks are going to be enough for you when he should have given you the full truth.
He should have delved in more.
Yeah.
I don't completely disagree with Abby. If I were in your shoes, I would have wanted that from him. But I've also learned in life that sometime a person can't necessarily communicate exactly what they're feeling because they don't know exactly what they're feeling. And it sounds like he probably genuinely needed time to process exactly what he was fighting because there was a lot going on at once. And I actually think that's rare in a man to be able to do that in the way that he did. And if you do still have something there, it might not be a bad thing to pursue it.
I just don't know how, like, if he has these kind of strong feelings and she has these strong feelings, I don't know how you turn that off for a couple of months.
I mean, but he's, I think because of this bad past relationship, he needs a moment to himself. And I think that you guys can come back from this. You just got to give him a little bit of time. There's nothing wrong with hitting the pause button.
So what does she do now? Does she reach out and say, hey, I know what's up? Or does she just let it go?
I wouldn't reach out.
Yeah, I don't think I would either.
I wouldn't reach out.
No, I think if he wants to pursue this, then he should reach out. I think the ball's in his court.
Agreed.
I completely agree. I wouldn't get back together with him until he can bring this to you and express to you in full why he did what he did.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do.
Okay. Well, at least you got some answers now, and he wasn't entirely lying.
No, not at all.
He wasn't lying at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, thanks, guys.
Okay. Bye-bye, Eve. Bye-bye.
I'm sorry, Eve.
Bye-bye. That ain't sad.
Yeah. But I mean, because, yeah, just to hear, like, I love you, and I'm falling for you so fast that it's terrifying me, and I have to hit a
How do you put the brakes on that? How do you put the brakes on that? If you really love somebody, you can't put the brakes on that.
You take your right foot down, and you press on it ever so slightly.
He took that brake, and he went... He really slammed the brakes on that.
Get it. The Bert Show.